January 19, 1912, Jesus binds the hearts in order to unite them with himself and make them lose all that is human. The human ingratitude. As I was in my usual state, my always lovable Jesus made himself seen with a little rope in his hand, and with it he kept binding hearts, clasping them very tightly to himself, in such a way as to make them lose their own feeling and make them feel the whole of Jesus. In feeling themselves so clasped, the hearts wriggled about, and as they wriggled about, the knot which Jesus had made over them loosened, as they feared that it was a detriment to them no longer to feel themselves. All afflicted because of this behavior of souls, Jesus told me, "My daughter, have you seen how souls render my tendernesses of love vain? I keep binding hearts to unite them closely with me, to make them lose all that is human. But instead of letting me do it, on seeing their human being broken, they lose air, they struggle, they wriggle about, and they also want to look a little bit themselves at how cold, dry or warm they are. By this looking at themselves, struggling, wriggling about, the knot I had made becomes loose, and they want to be with me at a distance, but not clasped in such a way as no longer to feel themselves. This afflicts me very much, and they prevent my games of love. And do not think that these are only souls who are far away from you, rather, these are also those who are around you. You will make them comprehend well the sorrow that they give me, and that if they do not let themselves be clasped by me to the point of losing the feeling of themselves, I will never be able to expand my graces and my charisms with them. Have you understood?" And I, single quote, "Why yes, O Jesus, I understood." Poor ones, if they understood the secret contained in your clasping, they would not do this, they would let you do it. Even more, they themselves would make themselves smaller so as to let you tighten the knot more. At that moment, I made myself very small. Jesus clasped me, and instead of wriggling about, I let him squeeze me more tightly. And as he squeezed me, I felt the life of Jesus, losing my own. Oh! How happy I felt with the life of Jesus! I was able to love more, and I could reach everything that Jesus wanted.